Rusty for breakfast.
ABC Radio Perth.
I want you to meet Parabjeet Singh. He planned on travelling the world last year. The photographer wanted to get his creative juices flowing again by venturing far from his home in Bangalore in India. Unfortunately, he got stranded at his very first destination, and that was here in Perth. But to be honest, there aren't really many other places you'd rather be stuck during a global pandemic than in the world's most isolated city. Parabjeet says the people in Perth saved him during 2020 and wanted to celebrate them with his photography. Good morning.
Good morning, Rasna. How are you doing?
I'm really well. It's so lovely to talk to you. How long did you end up stranded in WA?
I got there in 2019, end of 2019, December, and I got home early this year. So that's roughly 13 to 14 months, I'd say.
And what was it like when you first realised that you were going to be here for a while?
No, so I didn't realize that I was going to be there for a while. As soon as like the pandemic hit, that's the first time we were sort of going through this, okay, what is COVID? And there's this lockdown. And we couldn't really wrap our heads around the situation. We didn't know what it really was, right? And for people living in Perth, everything sort of slowly started coming back to normal. So I never really had like a feeling of, okay, I'm not going to be able to go back home, you know? Mid-year, which was in the month of May when Western Australia borders, maybe there was a hard shut. That's when it sort of hit me. And I was like, okay, I am going to be here for a while.
I wonder what your emotions were when you realised that. Because, of course, you weren't planning on it being like this. Did you all of a sudden start to miss home and family and friends?
Yeah, of course. Apart from missing family and friends, I had an entire year planned out. Of a trip around the world. So I was like, I was in a very different state of mind, you know, like at one point in time, I'm like, okay, I've lost all my money because I was supposed to be traveling. I've booked tickets and I don't know what's going to happen to them. I can't go back home. I can't leave Perth. I'm stuck here and I have no idea what to do. So it was very overwhelming. It was like a shock.
An incredible feeling to have. But somehow this all changed for you. All of a sudden this became quite a positive experience. What happened to change the experience?
Yeah, so I reached a point where I was like, where I was going broke almost because I had used up all the money that I had saved up, which I had left with me to get myself a student visa and apply at uni and stuff like that, just to sort of keep myself afloat. But I reached a point where I really was not going to have any more money left with me. So the only other possible option was to sort of try and sell my photography equipment. And I thought I'd do that on Gumtree. I logged on and I was going to post an ad that I'm going to sell one of my camera lenses so that I thought that I'd get some money and I'd sort of be afloat for a while. But at the same time, believe me, I saw another ad that said photographer for hire. And I immediately just clicked on it to see what that was. And it seemed like an opportunity to do work in the school photography space. I looked at that ad and I said, hey, this is interesting. I don't know what school photography is. I'm just going to shoot in the dark. I'm just going to write them an email saying, hi, I'm interested. And at the very next day, I got a call from them. And I put the lens selling on hold at the moment. And I got a call from him and I met this gentleman called Jeremy Atlin, who is a really good friend now. He owns 3P Photography. It's a school photography company. He hired me and he gave me a job. And I was like, okay, that's awesome. Then I started having steady income. And then he really, really helped me and guided me through my time for the rest of the 6 months that I was there. And all through these 6 months, I also met some really, really inspiring people. From then on, it was an upside of the roller coaster, which was brilliant.
Such a good story. Yeah. We're talking to Parabjeet Singh, a photographer based in Bangalore, who got stuck in Perth. And as you can understand, as we, you know, saw the walls go up, he was you know, depressed, and then all of a sudden a job and that leads to all these wonderful opportunities, and so Parabjeet, with Jeremy Ackland helping you, then you met a whole lot of people that had some influence on you.
Yes, every person that I did meet after has had some sort of has inspired me. Okay, for example, one of the turning points in my life in Perth was when I met Nelly Marriott. She's 106 this year, and she's living, and she lives in Perth. And I met her great-great-grandson, who I was work. I did some shoots for, and he's like, I have my grandmother, da-da-da, she's 106, would you like to meet her? And I was like, yeah, for sure, and I'd love to, you know, talk to her about life generally. So I had a 25-minute bracket to be able to get some shots of her and probably have a conversation with her. And boy, the conversations that we had, like, she told me about how she survived two global pandemics, and she still has original teeth. And just her conversation with me was so moving. And I was just, I really didn't shoot a lot of images that day, but I would just sit and have this conversation with her, which was so inspiring to sort of just, I've never met someone who's 105. I've never met anybody who's been through two global pandemics, let alone one. Okay, we're not able to get through one. She's gone through two. Okay, so I was like, wow, this is amazing. You know, so that was a turning point. That everybody who I did meet, I would actually just sit and spend some time talking to them before my shoot. I just sort of put them in the bank. I didn't know that I was going to actually write a book about it all. I just put all of these things in the bank, and I just kept doing what I was doing because I was enjoying it more than anything else. So, yeah, that's pretty much of how things took a turn.
Such a beautiful story. Parabjit Singh is my guest this morning. And the book that he's released now is called Light, and it features 15 West Australian stories and also some of their photographs. And I mean, it's such a great idea. You're back in Bangalore now in India. How does it feel to be home?
Yeah. So when I got back home, I had like lots of mixed emotions. I had to leave Perth, Western Australia, because I couldn't afford to be there anymore, unfortunately. So I had to leave, and then once the borders opened, I got home. And the minute I got home, it all seemed very surreal because I had never seen COVID in its most raw form, right? Because we never had COVID. Like in November, we celebrated 6 months of no active cases in Perth, right? But when I got home, it was like Armageddon, literally. And I was like, okay, what have I come back to? You know, and then there are cases that are just out of this world. People are dying. There's this lockdown. People are shut in their houses. I just didn't even know how to accept that information. There was so much happening all at the same time. I was like, okay, hang on. What the hell is happening here? Yeah. I don't know what's happening here. So we've just been indoors, and the book literally is what's just at the moment keeping me busy. I've been able to use the book again to keep me afloat and to keep me sane in a time like this.
Parabjit Singh has been my guest today. Will you come back to Australia? Yeah. Can we see you back in Perth, do you think?
Absolutely. The hope is still on, and I'm trying my best to try and get back there. More than anything else, I'd really like to meet these people again and probably sit and have a chat about the book with them, you know. That's something that I really wish that I could do and that I'm not able to right now. And that's sad because, like, I've written about them and that, you know, I'm missing them, and then tell them, you know, this is your story, and thank you for, you know, the inspiration.
It's a beautiful thing. The title of the book is really gorgeous, I think. Light. It features 15 Perth locals. It's only just been released, and it's been my pleasure to talk to Parabjit Singh, photographer based in Bangalore, India, this morning. Stay well, stay safe, and we look forward to seeing you back in Perth, Parabjit.
Thank you so much, Arshad. This was a pleasure. Thank you so much.